Good evening and welcome to the September 6th meeting of the Astoria City Council. Call to order, let's see, Chief Ames.
Counselor Dumbwell.
Here.
Counselor Price.
Here.
Counselor Ward.
Here.
Counselor Herzog.
Here.
Mayor Lawyer.
Here. Reports of counselors, Counselor Dumbwell.
Well, this is my colleague's last meeting, Counselor Herzog. And today was a whirlwind of a day. My kids are starting school. There's lots of changes with the schedule. And Counselor Herzog was one person who encouraged me to run for city council when I was on the planning commission. And Counselor Herzog, you said that you didn't think that this job would be much more work than being president of the planning commission at the time.
I'm sorry.
In my experience, I've found that not to be true, but I do appreciate your constant support of me being on council, and I appreciate our mutual interest in democracy. I've always known why you were here. You are here because you believe in democracy, and you believe in serving the public, and that's why I'm here, too. And, you know, you ruffled some feathers when you were here, but you and I have always gotten along really well, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being a good politician, being informed, being at so many meetings to educate yourself and listen to the people, but also not hardening yourself too much. This is a tough position, and one would need to harden themselves to protect themselves a little bit at times, because you can get attacked and people can say nasty things, but you let yourself be vulnerable and share your vulnerabilities, and I appreciate you so much. Yeah, and I'll miss you.
Follow. Thank you, Councilor Dumbwell, and thank you for understanding our shared belief in democracy. That's why we're here. And if I played any part in getting on City Council, I think that means a lot to me. Thank you. And so I lied about the amount of work involved. Just a few things, basically service related items. I went to Coffee with a Cop, who was at the Blue Scorcher recently. And it's a tough venue. It's noisy and crowded, but I was fortunate enough to sit at the same table as Astoria Police Department's newest officer, Officer Barry, and it was just great talking to him. He's so enthusiastic, so idealistic. He really believes in calling out any culture of corruption. He really wants to be a good community police officer. He says this is his community. He came back to serve here, and it was wonderful to hear his enthusiasm. And our table all agreed that the best model for community policing here is Officer Kenneth Hansen. It was good to hear Officer Barry say that was his model too. So that was a very nice event, and I'm glad. They need a little bit more publicity. People are still not getting the word, because Coffee with the Cop is definitely worth attending. The fire department, continuing with the service month, fire department had their open house. That was a great event. Brett Bishop serves the best tofu dogs of any police department. Had hot dogs at. And Chief Ames, who is the most modest man in Clatsop County, has done great work there in the fire department. His paid staff and his volunteer staff are so dedicated, and they are our everyday heroes here. I happened to see on Facebook that we had somebody trying to drive through the Atomic Inn rather than away from the Atomic Inn. The fire department was there, and so always something. So great work with a great department, and the new aerial truck is gradually being built, and we're getting regular updates on that. So that was nice. And then, again, the fire department having those open houses yearly is a wonderful thing, because you are our heroes, and sometimes we don't take the time to tell you. And finally, not to monopolize the conversation, one of the benefits of being on the city council is learning more about the Coast Guard, how much they do for this country and how much they do for our community. I didn't realize the service they do in saving lives and saving the environment on a daily basis, an hourly basis kind of thing. It's, I think, the most unsung branch of the armed services, and so it's been a real privilege to learn more about the Coast Guard, to be on the City Council and at the Coast Guard City, and to make friends in the Coast Guard. They are an incredible incredible part of our community, an incredible part of the service to our country and its environment, which a lot of people don't realize. So between Coffee with a Cop, the Astoria Fire Department open house, and getting to know the Coast Guard better, it's been a very rewarding month and a very rewarding time here. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilor Price.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And first, I'd like to acknowledge the presence here tonight of Tom Brownson in the back row, who is the only candidate for office for Ward 2, which is Drew Herzig's seat. So I'm glad to see him here, and I think you all really like getting to know him as we go forward, and I look forward to serving with him over the next couple of years. I'd just like to address briefly something that stood out to me on the consent calendar, item 16, the department reports, which I thank very much for. I don't know whether any of them will be called out, but just my overall comment would be that if you look at them, you see that there is a really almost an urgent need for staff in all of our departments, and finding the ability to have additional staff there is going to be a very difficult task. I hope that we will make some efforts to address it. I'm really not sure that the work level that we're asking of various departments is sustainable. And then Councilor Herzig, I fear that I really never quite was successful in conveying to you my deep respect for your advocacy and for the safety and security and respect for everyone. And I do appreciate that. I hope that you and Charlie find a safe and secure place wherever you are going, and I wish you all the best.
Yes, I would just like to thank Mr. Herzig for his service and compliment him for the effort that he has put into being a member of the City Council. We didn't always agree, but he worked awfully hard at everything he did. And Drew, I wish you and Charlie the best in the future.
Thanks, Mr. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, and I will add to whatever else has been said. I think that your work on the diversity committee has been particularly commendable. Every few weeks we had a new program on diversity in our community, and it was great to be reminded of all the different peoples that we have in our community, and we really appreciate all your efforts there. Also with the homeless, of course, and the warming center would not be in existence if it weren't for the efforts of you and Charlie and several other people in the community. So we really appreciate that. And
we
so we hope you have a wall. Does anybody have a camera?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
One change I'd like to request for the consent agenda, and that would be removing item 6, K, that's the item dealing with the 33rd Street and Highway 30 streetlights. There's a revision that needs to be made, and we'll be bringing something back at your next meeting.
Okay. Any requests from the public?
No, Mayor, did you have one item you also wanted to remove?
Yes, we're going to remove, or I'd like to remove, item 6I. This is the agreement for the city attorney legal services. City attorney Blair Henningsgaard is unable to be with us tonight, And I feel like this is something that should be discussed with him if there are any questions, that kind of thing. So we'll put that off until he's able to be here at the meeting.
I would like item D removed, please.
All parks or?
Number two, Parks and Recreation.
Okay, anyone else want anything? Well, actually, we're not down to the consent calendar yet because I have a proclamation. I have a proclamation for Constitution Week. Whereas September 17th, 2016 marks the 229th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to officially recognize this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and also recognize the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate the occasion, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through 23 as Constitution Week, now therefore I, Arlene Lemire, Mayor of Astoria, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23, 2016 as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties. In witness whereof, I have herewith set my hand and caused the seal of the city of Astoria to be affixed this 6th day of September 2016. Arlene Lemire. Is there anyone here from the DAR? Okay, now we're at the consent calendar, and we have so far removed items D, I, and K. Any other?
And just to clarify, items I and K will be removed completely from consideration tonight. We'll not be discussed.
Right, okay. Anyone else have
any? Just yes. A clarification, was under item D, wasn't it just item D2? Councilmember Well wanted to bring up.
That is the one item that I had questions on.
Thank you. Okay, could we have a motion then to approve items 6A, B, C, D, 1, 3, and 4, E, F, G, H, J, L, and M?
Second.
Let's see. Chief Johnston. Roll call.
Councilor Nemelow.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Councilor Orr.
Aye.
Councilor Herzig.
Aye.
And Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Okay, Councilor Nemelow, item number D2, Parks and Recreation.
Okay, I guess this question is for Ms. Cosby, if that's okay with you, Mr. City Manager. In your report, it mentioned Pam Pierce no longer being at the Aquatic Center, as well as the chip-in coordinator no longer being with the city, and Jonah Dart McLean filling in for the chip-in coordinator. And I just wanted to know, I wanted an update on when those positions would be replaced, what the status is with those, and the reason that I'm asking is the City Council received a letter with some specific complaints about the state of the Aquatic Center, and I've also heard verbal feedback that kind of relates to that. That being said, I've also heard a lot of positive feedback about the Aquatic Center, but you know, obviously it's a priority, top of the Parks and Rec Master Plan, so that's why I'm asking about the position and the resources that we're putting into managing it. And also, it seemed like we had a great thing going, you know, we have a great thing going with the chip-in program, and just wanted to know if we would be replacing that person.
So, this, I'm going to actually split this. So, Angela, if you want to talk about the chip-in item first, and I can talk about the Aquatic Center.
So the chip-in program, when Melissa Kaiser, oh, is it? Oh, it's, there it goes. When Melissa Kaiser started working full-time for Cannon Beach and not being able to manage both jobs with a family, we had our grounds coordinator, so Randy, who is in that position currently, in couple of his roles, and his job description is written in the way where it does include volunteer duties. We found some efficiencies in doing that, because during all the chip-in events, we would normally need to have the grounds coordinator there to help run all the power tools and whatnot. And with tightening budgets, that was an easier place to find efficiencies and not filling that, and having that position, having the grounds coordinator position fill those roles. So we're not planning on filling that part-time chip-in coordinator position.
Jonah was at the counter at when I went to the last chip-in event on the Riverwalk, and it kind of surprised me because it seemed like Jonah and his crew of two in the maintenance division have been so overburdened. It kind of surprised me that they were having to take on coordinating the chip-in events.
It's not ideal. We would love to have somebody in that position. Unfortunately, there's not funds budgeted to be able to do that.
Okay.
So on the second component, one of the things that we mentioned when the Parks Master Plan was completed and also coming out of the budget is that the funds which are allocated for this current fiscal year would not provide the level of financial support necessary to continue maintaining at prior year's levels. I mean, even with the increases in the budget. What Ms. Cosby is doing right now is putting together a presentation which is going to be most likely coming to council in October for the council to start considering options as to be able to address priorities within the Parks Department and to be able to start determining where the council wants to be able to prioritize those funds. I'm also looking at some of the opportunities that were identified within the Parks Master Plan for additional funds should the council, you know, should pursue those. What Angela and I have been doing now that we have this vacancy within the Aquatic Center, while it's we understand that that's most likely one of the facilities that there is quite a bit of community support for, looking at opportunities to how that division could be organized and taking this opportunity while Ms. Cosby is doing some of the financial analysis to be able to take those opportunities into consideration. So we're hoping that we can actually post within that position within hopefully the next month.
Okay, thank you.
I think this relates to Councilor Price's comment on all these department reports, the need for staffing. Everybody is stretched. Parks and Rec is one of the most stretched departments here, and Angela's tried. And part of it is being able to hire people when there are other better paying jobs starting to be more readily available in Cassett County is part of the challenge. And we did get a report from the libraries with the interim director, and I know that they are severely understaffed and underfunded. I know the city manager is waiting until he hires the new library director to do something about staffing issues, but all the departments are struggling and all of the departments are making do with very little. It's amazing what's accomplished. Thank you, Angela.
One thing I would like to note is I hope that folks start taking notice now that we have Greensmith, the landscape contracting company on board. They have started moving forward on workings on some of the more visited park facilities, the more tourist-oriented parks facilities. And you'll notice that the roundabout has been cleaned. Mulch will be going down there soon. There's been a lot of work that's been done on the garden serving waves across the street. And I hope that folks start taking notice of some of the successes that we're starting to see in terms of some of the positive visual impacts on some of those areas, just even over the past really couple weeks. And so they've really gotten going and moving fast. So please take note of that, because I know that at least Jonah and his staff have been working with those folks hand in hand to try to get some good visual impact work completed on work that's been put off and deferred over the summertime.
Are they responsible for clearing out the area at the bottom of the pigeon steps?
Parks and Recreation Department staff are responsible for that, not Green Smith.
Oh boy, was that a visual enhancement. Yes, yeah, that looked great. It does.
Thank you.
So, Madam Mayor, I wonder if, I understand that in October, I think, we might be getting quarterly financials. And I wonder if we could schedule a work session in either October or November, where we talk more about the budget, the issues, the priorities, the pressures. It seems to me that it's worthwhile thinking about the coming year and talking about talking in more detail than we have, perhaps, about some of the trade-offs that we might have to make. It's not just parks and recs. It's really all of them. I mean, APD, those numbers were shocking, really. Public Works, in their very nice update, just says, well, we just can't do planning right now, really, because we just don't have, we're so busy just trying to stay on the wheel that we have right now. And as Councilor Herzog said, we don't have a lot, you know, we know that the interim library director is going to hit us with a lot of stuff, as new directors do. And we haven't heard from the fire department. Community development didn't make any such claims either, but it's clear from the list of things that they're involved in. So it's across the board, and administration hasn't said either, but I assume it's across the board. It's a very sticky wicket because it's not, you can't really get grants for personnel, really. It's not, they're not sustainable. So I just think we should have, if we could have, talk about it again at length.
Okay, City Manager, could you find a time in October then? I don't know what the agendas are going to be for the two meetings in October, but
sure.
Is there a possibility we can do that?
Are you looking for a special meeting?
Yeah, I think I agree that it seems like everybody is asking for more staffing. So we're going to need to make some tough decisions about where that staffing goes and how we're going to get, how we're going to support.
Okay. Then we can start looking for that date in October.
Thank you. Let's see. Could Councilor Lindwell, do you want to move that motion?
Yes, I would like to move to approve item D, number 2.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay. The first of our regular agenda items is an ordinance approving the assignment of non-exclusive telecommunication franchise from Coastcom Inc. to Astound Broadband.
Just really briefly, Astound Broadband has entered into an agreement to purchase Coastcom, and they're requesting that the council consider an assignment of their franchise agreement from Coastcom to Broadband. The ordinance had its first meeting at your last meeting, and tonight it's recommended the council consider holding the second reading and adopt the ordinance.
Okay, is there any discussion among the council? Could we have the second reading, Ms. Brooks?
An ordinance approving the assignment of a non-exclusive telecommunication franchise.
Okay, we need a roll call vote on that. Mr. Cronin.
We need a motion for the ordinance.
Oh, okay. Motion.
I move that we approve the ordinance.
Second.
Okay, now Mr. Cronin.
Roll call. Okay, Councilor Ward.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Councilor Herzig.
Aye.
Councilor Demelo.
Aye.
Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Thank you. The second item is parking and visitor information agreement with the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association.
So during the budget hearings for the current fiscal year, a concept was presented which would provide a new service of contracting downtown parking enforcement to the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, or ADHDA. That's how I'll refer to it from here on out. And as a part of the duties, the ADHDA officer would, in addition to patrolling for parking enforcement downtown, provide information services to visitors. Because both the parking turnover issue and also providing information is tied to our tourism industry and our providing visitor services, this program could be funded by the Promote Astoria Fund, and that's where it was budgeted. Staff negotiated a contract that is acceptable both to the ADHDA board and would provide $22,000 for these services. I would note that ADHDA under this agreement would not receive revenue from any tickets issued. Those tickets would be still be cited to the Astoria Municipal Court and would be processed accordingly. Tonight, it's recommended that council authorize the execution of the contract and approve the expenditure of the funds from the Florida Astoria Fund. And Chief Brad Johnston would be able to answer any specific questions if you have any. And also have representatives, Helena Garner and Wilson Taylor from ADHDA in the audience.
Okay, Council.
Well, I've only seen one in social media negative comment about this that I think is rather easily addressed, and that is, oh, so now a business owner can take this job, and when they see somebody parked in front of their business that they don't want there, they'll go get them a ticket, but they won't care about anybody else. Job done.
I would say there's two flaws with that concept. One is that the Downtown Association is required to perform in this and to provide accounting for their performance. And the other is that the Downtown Association is not the only party that has enforcement authority here as well. So the police department could actually come in and enforce that additionally. Not that we want to get into enforcing the downtown parking. We have enough things to do already. And third, I think that what you're describing is actually covered by a new number of ethics laws that would be violated in doing that as well. So I think there's kind of three layers of facts that would kind of eliminate that argument.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chief Johnson, can you remind us why this didn't work out for the police department recently and why we're working with ADHDA for parking services?
The last time we went out and tried to hire, we have, because of the information that we received from the, I'm trying to remember what the acronym stands for, it's CGIS, basically the FBI's data that they push out that includes criminal histories and LEDS returns and those things. We have a requirement that we have to security train and background check any employees that have unrestricted access to the police department. What we found is that the two recruitments we did, the people that came out on the top on those, we were unable to get them through the background process. So that poses a problem for us. They are not people that we felt were necessarily not appropriate to be doing that job, but they were the people that, by the FBI standards, we could not have unrestricted access to our building. So that kind of became a reoccurring problem. And then we looked around at what some other communities are doing, like Cannon Beach, like Albany, where they're using this kind of a model where they're sharing with either the Downtown Association, the Chamber of Commerce, somebody like that, that responsibility, and there's a mutual benefit for it. Nobody is more motivated to turn over parking downtown than the Downtown Association. They will always be more motivated to do that than the police department. So it starts making some sense to do those kind of things, not to mention that They are probably also just as equally motivated to provide tourist information, whereas the police officer, no matter how approachable, will never be the first place to go to get tourist information. And so it does, I think, create some real synergy there, as well as just solving that problem where we couldn't find people that we could have in our building that were willing to work for that wage.
Well, throughout the budget process, I supported this concept, at least trying it, just because parking enforcement is desperately needed in downtown Astoria. I think for downtown businesses, we can really feel the effects of not having enforcement right now. And it's more and more difficult for our customers to find places to park. My only concern is, how sustainable is this going to be in terms of funding? Because we're not talking about offsetting this position by taking funds away from the police department, where those funds would normally be allocated for parking enforcement. We're talking about using Promote Astoria funds, of which there's increasing debate and pressure on how those funds could be used, especially in light of learning about the increased maintenance levels that we're going to be needing to do to the trolley tracks, just to keep the trolley going and the Riverwalk open for pedestrians. So, you know, I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on the sustainability of this concept in the future.
Financial sustainability, I'd probably toss to our finance director and our city manager. They'd be better equipped to give long-range pictures on that than I am. But I would think that we've been budgeting for this in the general fund, and it's been sustainable for some time. So that's the beginning thought that I have, but it's tossed it their way.
So Councilman Wallen, I would say that, you know, you're correct. I mean, that there are going to be these needs, you know, that are going to need to be able to be addressed for things like the Riverwalk in the future, and we're going to have to be looking at that. But when we started looking at some projections in the future, you know, for the Promote Astoria funds, we have a fairly healthy stream of Promote Astoria revenues that are coming in. What I would say is, I mean, it's ultimately going to come down to the prioritization in the next budget cycle. I think we probably will have enough funds to be able to do it all. It's just we may not have enough funds to do a whole lot of other projects as well. And looking at the overall benefit to the city of Astoria by using this model, I'll say that there are some other benefits that would address the issues that were brought up earlier about staffing. If we didn't pay for it this way, it's going to impact the general fund and actually require us to you know, have other staff to be paid out of the general fund to do this service. So right now, I feel as though that we see as staff an overall benefit to the city, and I feel that in the future we're going to be able to continue that as long as the priorities from the council continue forward and have the same direction.
Okay, thank you. And I really appreciate ADHDA, Dulcie Taylor, president of that organization, is here, Elena, the director. But I really appreciate you taking this on, and I hope that it works administratively for you guys. So, thank you.
I have a question for Chief Johnson. I'm not up on parking law. Can the city legally authorize civilians to issue parking citations?
Yes, actually there's an existing ordinance that allows for the city manager to appoint, and I forget, there's three levels of enforcement authority there, and one of them is something that is within his authority to actually appoint as is. We will likely be coming back with a code change to tweak a couple of little things there, but we don't anticipate this. The city attorney did not anticipate any problems there either.
So the ADHDA will hire a person, but that person will then be appointed by the city manager as a parking officer.
Their authority comes from a deputation from the city manager. not too dissimilar to what we're doing with the U.S. Marshals or the post office, so that we can enforce federal law there. It's a weird little thing where we're not employees of that organization, but we still have the ability to do it.
Just wanted to make sure that it was just legal. It's a great plan, and we wanted to make sure, because if we have civilians and civilians issuing practice citations, we have to let the public know that they are authorized to do that.
Yes, we're actually going to be providing uniforms, and the contract actually requires only people wearing uniforms to be writing citations, so that we won't see Dulcie dressed for framing running out to do parking enforcement. She'd have to put on a parking enforcement shirt first.
So we won't see the clown car going around the shoe.
That's up to the city manager and who he appoints.
Thank you for the information.
Any other comments, questions from the council? Okay, could we have a motion?
I move we authorize execution of the contract and approve the expenditure of funds from the Promote Astoria Fund.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We will recess at this time, recess the council meeting and convene as the Astoria Development Commission. Oh, public comments first. Anybody have public comments? Sylvia.
Sylvia Davis, 2775 Davis Way. Thank you, Drew, and thank you, Charlie.
Tom Duncan, 511 Jerome, Astoria. Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Charlie.
Chris Ferrar, 38 years, Astoria. Thank you, Drew. You've moved a lot of people to participate in the government here, and you moved me to do so, and I'm sure many people here wish you hadn't, but that's another matter. You know, my perspective is out there, and everybody else can put theirs in, and you moved me to do it, and I've gone on to get into a position where I can participate in the government. I really appreciate you, and I also will greatly miss Charles' fine art. Some of my favorite art.
Doris Swenson, 2252 Southeast Salal Loop in Warrenton, Oregon. So I feel obligated to tell you how much I appreciate, and I guess I could say love, Drew. I just heard from you that you moved here 7 years ago, and I think I've known you for, ever. So, dance instructor first. I was so happy and pleased that it was something my husband and I could do together. I learned so much from that class. He taught us to work and learn hard and keep, and expand our strength, because it was so much more than just a dance. It was our whole being, our whole core, our whole social, and we all did well with the crew. And also the Lower Columbia Diversity Project, TQ. I got it wrong. And because I am a member of the Astoria Senior Center. I am now ambassador, chamber ambassador for the Astoria Senior Center. And Drew fought hard for many things for the Astoria Senior Center, trying to get practices in all over town, and he started with the warming center that was down the line, and there is so much that I've learned from just knowing him that I thought that he broadened my horizon, helped
he helped me learn and learn more about the helping team. And I believe he ran into brick walls many times and never gave up. Always the vision he had was to the greater of Astoria in so many areas, the community, just so many areas of his travel, his life here. And always learning the dance. And if you didn't know this, he has a beautiful voice that is singing voice. And he would be encore in the mornings, but we had Wednesday in the evening, that's Wednesday evening, was it? Dance, and he didn't do it during the day, but he would sing at night, right? And I love that about him. Okay, so love you, Drew and Charlie, and you will be missed by me, and I won't speak to anybody else. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris.
Twist it. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. We will recess now then for the Astoria Development Commission.
No.